And we now have with us U.S. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas. And I know, talk about busy times, Pat. And I know that, let's go ahead and lead off. I know the farmers and ranchers devastated by that wildfire in recent days. And I believe you had a chance to tour that. And I was told it was quite an emotional experience for you. But you're bringing some aid their way, or at least you announced yesterday, earlier this week, that USDA has targeted $6 million to the farmers and ranchers.
Well, we're glad that that happened, and we're very glad that the USDA moved very quickly. Let me point out that under the Livestock Indemnity Program and another good program called EQIP, and I was happy to be a sponsor of that legislation a long time ago, but that's not going to make people whole. And we just found out that some of those checks haven't even been mailed for last year's fire, so we at least lit a fire under the people that were in charge of that, and so we think help's on the way, but it's just not going to make people whole. But Southwest Kansas and those 11 counties that were involved, they are bootstrap Kansas. They follow our Kansas motto, to the stars through difficulty. It's not only a motto, it's who they are. And so meeting with people I've known, and a lot of hugs, a lot of tears, a lot of prayers. But every one of them were optimistic that we're going to, get back where we were.
It really has to be something to see. And I know our own Manhattan officials visited you this last week, too. City Manager Ron Fair and also Mayor Ushiretti and a couple of others, Karen McCullough and Kyle Mangus, I believe. And you were able to meet individually with them. They did say you were pretty somber after your tour of that part of Kansas. But anything else kind of when you visited with our local folks?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's always nice to talk to anybody coming in from Manhattan, and we have a very good relationship with the city officials and the county officials, and always the airport comes up for subject matter, and then the subject turned to bioterrorism, and that's a very prevalent danger, and I know when I was chairman of the Intel Committee, I kept reminding the various intelligence agencies, the things that I saw in the former Soviet Union some years back, that led, by the way, to INBAF. And so it was a good discussion, and it's always good to have people come back to visit their office. It's not really mine, it's theirs, and Washington, which, by the way, belongs to them as well.
And I know you do have a piece of legislation that you mentioned this past week having to do with agroterrorism threats to the nation's food supply. Any more activity on that particular bill?
Well, we just underscored, and that was Claire McCaskill and myself. Some people call that the odd couple, but at any rate, we were able to move it out of committee, and it just underscores the mission of the Department of Homeland Security to concentrate on bioterrorism. We've got a lot of people who know what they're talking about who also know that this is a very real danger. We could see some people attacking our food supply. We need to be ready.
I know there's still some consternation when it comes to confirmations of some of what President Trump is wanting to have happen, and just some of your thoughts right now on some of the activity that way.
Well, Kathy, patience is a virtue. But also collegiality and working together in a bipartisan way is also a virtue, and we're not doing that. My former good friend Chuck Schumer, who is the minority leader, has said he's going to oppose anything that President Trump does, or for that matter, the Republican majority does, in the Senate or the House, every step of the way, and he's doing that. The perfect example is Judge Gorsuch, who is probably the best nominee in 40 years. He's handled himself extremely well. He's going through 11 hours every day for 4 days, and I would say it's more of a grilling than it is asking questions. And they're asking questions on, in the future, how would he decide? Nobody who is being nominated for a position on any court is going to be answering that, because they just don't. It's not even reasonable with regards to, the duties of a judge. So we have some people on the other side who just can't get over the fact that Mr. Trump is President Trump. And, whether they like him or not, or whether they do agree with him or not, he is president. and he needs a team on board. That's why the nomination and hopefully the vote on the Senate floor for Sonny Perdue will be okay. He's going to be our next Secretary of Agriculture. He's a former governor of Georgia. He's a farmer himself, and I think he'll be a good champion for agriculture.
I know we had Barry Flinchbaugh on our program a few weeks back, and he had nothing but good things to say about the governor there and what some of the work that he had done. So I guess moving along to, I know there's tax reform, there's health insurance. You have your hands pretty full there in the capital city.
Well, right now we're doing, or we're trying to do, I hope we can do it on the House side with regards to replacement, repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act, or what some people call the Unaffordable Care Act. That's a very difficult process to put all the pieces together. You sure don't want people uninsured at the same time. The real issue here is that Obamacare is crashing. We won't have any insurance companies carrying Obamacare. And it's like being, you know, getting in a car with Thelma and Louise and then, you know, complaining about somebody else's car. I mean that's ridiculous. So we do have to come up with a replacement that makes sense. That's very, very difficult. The House is wrestling with that. It'll come to the Senate. Tax reform, I've got a great idea. There's about four or five things we can all agree on. Why don't we just do that and call it good? You know, lower the rates, you know, bring back some of those folks that moved overseas in terms of their tax liabilities. That's called repatriation, and then I think we can lower rates, go from 6 to 3 rates that people could understand, make it more simple. There's another one that I'm forgetting, but you get one of them, you know, you get the drift.
Definitely. And I know that, let's move back a little bit to the Farm Bill. I know obviously that's so crucial and important in our particular neck of the woods here in Manhattan. But just some of the latest on that, I know just very recently you made some comments about conservation efforts and the Farm Bill, and just anything you're wanting to add to some of those remarks.
Well, we're going to have a difficult time with our budget that we propose. Based on the numbers that the Congressional Budget Office gives us, which I always quarrel with, but then that's another story. But before we do a farm bill, or actually get into the writing of a farm bill or a markup of it, we're going to ask farmers from all regions of the country, what's working in the farm bill, what isn't. It doesn't do you any good to sit back here and think you know everything and try to write a farm bill. There are some things that everybody tends to agree on, save and improve crop insurance. We really need to get working on a very robust and very proactive trade policy. I'm a little worried about that. And there's a whole series of things that you can do. I think we can improve the current farm program. I don't think this is a time to try to start over and do something new. I think farmers need stability, they need predictability, and that would be my, that's probably where we're headed. But first we just have to listen to farmers and say, okay, what's working for you, what isn't, and then fix it, and then see if we can go from there.
We only have a little over a minute left, Senator, if there's anything else you're wanting to highlight. I know, as I say, it's a very busy time. It's even hard to know where to begin some days.
Well, I want to thank K-State for hosting the first Farm Bill hearing. It was in McCain Hall. My Lord, I used to be in McCain Hall when I was a freshman, way, way, way back. But there were 600, I think the fire marshal says no more than 600. We had 600. 600 people, and at the end of the hearings, 21 different witnesses. They were excellent witnesses, excellent testimony. And we're going to be using that right on through in terms of the mark of the Farm Bill. So thanks to K-State for being a great host. Thanks to the president. The general actually was there only 2 days after his operation on his knee, and that was really something. It was above and beyond the call of duty, and Dr. Peterson, Susan Peterson, just did a great job as well.
Well, thanks again, U.S. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas. You're listening to In Focus.